Blog Talk Radio.
Jacqueline's Taylor Adams, and I join them as host and one of our special guests. They were on the line. We're going to call them right back. But how you doing, Jim?
I'm doing fine. How are you enjoying your Father's Day weekend?
It's been great. It's been great. My father's not here anymore, though, but it always leads up to my birthday.
Well, they say as long as you remember your name, you'll live forever. And there's so many, so heartwarming, looking over the social networking sites today and seeing people post pictures of their departed parents and grandparents and those people that were fathers and mentors in their lives.
Yes, yes. I think it's been a very good Father's Day. I think we're getting more positive. I remember a few years ago, social media in the African-American community would be a lot of negative comments about fathers. But I think, like, you know, getting the message out that there are good fathers around and people are acknowledging them. So what we're going to do real quick, Jim, I'm going to call Roger back because he was on the line holding. I don't know what happened. I had a little trouble getting in. First thing, I don't know, they didn't let me in. I had to call back. But let us call Roger now. Hold on.
Okay.
All righty. I got to type his phone number in first. And... and we will tell it to dial.
Okay.
So this was great without technology. Huh?
While we're waiting for Roger to call in, what?
Well, we're dialing him.
Good morning.
Okay, so what were you saying?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Roger?
It's Shimon.
Oh, hi, Shimon. How are you? Hi. We thought you called in, but the call had dropped.
Yeah, well, I was on hold. I was trying to call you or hit you on Skype.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I didn't have the Skype up yet, but I saw you were on hold, but by the time I got to you, your call had dropped. So Jim is on the line as well.
Okay.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well.
That was some great work that you and the marketing committee have been doing on packaging the sponsorship deliverables for the Urban Tech Fair. I just wanted to give you a shout out and all the people that are on your committee supporting you. We need more like you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
All right, mommy.
Okay. Well,
make sure your father stays up.
Well, how did you want to start today, Jim? Since we had Shimon here first.
I always like bragging on my people. So you were honored at a dinner the other night. Why don't you tell our audience about that?
Okay. Well, it wasn't a dinner, but one of the young ladies that I network with, and when I say young, she's only 17, but she has her own business. And Young Hip Chic, and her family, you know, her whole family supports her business. But she does an annual event called Walk the Talk Fashion Event, Fashion Accessory Show. And there she recognizes different people that I guess have been, you know, guides and role models. And she recognized me. So this is what it says. Walk the Talk presents the certificate to Jacqueline Taylor Adams for being a great role model in supporting young women in their endeavor towards fashion, beauty, and the power of being a girl.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jackie. That's awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah. So it was a nice event, you know. A lot of people in the industry from New York and all.
On a weekend like this, we have to realize that you don't have to be someone's biological parent in order to be a role model or have an impact on their life. As they say, it takes a village. And there are many teachers, there are many community workers. We've all heard the story about the janitors that have mentored and supported kids. We've all got to do our support in order to bring our children up and create them, get them ready for the next new millennium.
Yes. And, you know, honestly, I have to say, but I've just shared a lot of good information with her because I receive a lot of good information. But, I really feel the value is on her because she's taking advantage of it. You know, she has family support, you know. Even though she's a teen, she's not on social media all by herself, you know. And she has her family support. But they've taken advantage of the information I've sent through. And, you know, that's more than half the battle. A lot of people sometimes give information, but they don't do anything with it. Because, you know, the BDPA put out about the scholarships. They took advantage of that. Another young woman, she was looking for co-hosts for this show, this webisode that a former Disney producer is putting together called What Girls Think. And the young lady was selected to be on this web series, and it's a former Disney producer that's putting it together. So it's going to be a nice, you know, show. So these, you know, they're gearing themselves up for their first television series. But it's, you know, put the information out there, and they've been very proactive. And
That's what the Urban Shakespeare is about: sharing the knowledge, putting the information out there, supporting one another. Just like Brother Shimon, I'm so glad to have him on the show tonight. I just met him through the Urban Tech Fair. He stepped up to the plate and volunteered and put his skills, expertise, and Rolodex to work, and he's just proven to be invaluable to our team. And there's good people like that all through our communities from coast to coast, just looking for a vehicle or a way that they can give back or participate and developing a better future, not only for the black or urban community, but for all of us as a country. You know, one of the things I've said many times is the Urban Tech Fair is not only about bridging the digital divide, but the cultural divide as well. We all live in the same place. We all want the same thing. And as we lift each other, we all benefit and prosper from it. So let me get off my soapbox because I was looking forward to hearing Roger tonight, because Roger was the one that introduced me to the spirit of Ubuntu. I am because of all of you around me and because of the support that I've gotten from you and brothers like Sharman and Cynthia, Renee, and other people who have been active on the Urban Tech Fair Organizing Committee is what's making this event become what it can be and what it should be in terms of empowering and showcasing and highlighting all the good works and all the good people that exist in our community instead of talking about the negative. But yeah, as you know, I can kind of get off track. So since while waiting for Roger to sign in, Jamal, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and your business?
Well, my name is Shimon Warden. I'm a business strategist and do business performance strategy, analyst. So pretty much what I go in is I look at an organization, be it a for-profit organization, a non-profit, it doesn't matter. Understand them and utilize classic business practices, but also financial instruments, technology, but really look at the culture of a business to see what is their product they're providing, how do they do what they do, and how can they do it better or up to standard. Because there's a thing in marketing where people are really moving forward. They call it pricing windfall. But if you can save money in your organization, I'm not talking about laying employees off. I'm talking about being productive, actually producing value. When you handle that internally, you actually get more profitability. So it's actually more profitable to treat your employees well, to utilize good technology, to have good management, to have good fiduciary practices, to obey the law. All these things actually make you a better company. And to get people rather to, you know, sometimes your lack of information or sometimes fear or a combination of the two, it might affect someone. So you'd be like, I want to, you know, I could do that and help my employees out, but if I do that, my costs are going to go up if I cover their medical expenses. I'm just making that up. But what about the employees you lose by not having good medical benefits? You got to weigh the pros and cons. Or maybe you can outsource it or things like that. So really going into an organization and looking at it. So right now I'm working with a nonprofit in the disability community, dealing with Massachusetts as it's combining Medicare and Medicaid. I have a startup IT company. I'm working with a fashion company, obviously with an urban sphere, a few other startup businesses, and a few energy mid-sized energy companies. So I'm always, you know, I like to mix around my customer base so I don't get into one frame of thinking. Because I don't like to go to a customer, a client, and say, this is what you need to do. I like to listen to them, really see what they're looking to do, and work with them to come up with products, solutions that work best for them so they can do the best that they are. So.
Yeah. Well, that's excellent. It's something that's very much needed. It's very much needed. And even just as me, I do more focus on marketing, but I find that marketing, you know, because marketing is just part of a business, that you do have to look at the overall company, its culture, and as you say, see how they do business. And a lot of times it's, you know, also companies maximizing their resources. Sometimes they don't realize what they actually already have and maybe better utilizing what they do have, you know, access or at their fingertips can cut costs as well. Well, what I wanted to do, because I want to move on, I wanted you to talk to us about these healthcare changes, Shimon. But what I want to do, I have a number for Roger. I want to see if I can call Roger and we can bring him in, because that's the three-way. Because with Roger, with Izania, the Urban Tech Fair has partnered with them on one of their business programs. So I think that would make a real great conversation between even with you and Roger Shimon. And so it's about their new market deals program. So we're going to just take the second right now and call Roger. So, okay, you just got to give me a moment to put the phone number in. Okay. I tell you, there's one thing I like about today's technology. Nowhere else can you do all of this. Okay, so now just put the phone number in and we're dialing Roger.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Hi, Roger. This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, Jim Newson, and Shimon Warden with the Urban Tech Fair on Master Grill Radio. How are you, sir?
I am doing just fine, if I can find my telephone, but go ahead.
Okay, well, we're just adding you into the conversation. It's June 17th. And Shimon just shared about himself. So as you're looking for your phone, Shimon is going to talk to us a little bit more about the healthcare changes that are coming, you know, getting ready to come down. They're in a few states now, but it'll be going across the country. So Shimon, if you could first just explain to us exactly what are these changes that are coming through. And real quick, we have a caller on the line. Caller at the 424 will be with you in one moment. Go ahead, Shimon.
Okay. Well, the Affordable Care Act has done a couple of changes. One of the things, you know, we hear the president speaking about. But one of the things it's also done is it's affecting Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare, generally speaking, helps seniors and also persons with disabilities at the federal level, and Medicaid does the same thing at the state level. However, they're one of the most expensive things, but they cover the most people and the people in need. And there's a lot of services that are very difficult for for-profit insurance companies to cover. So what the Center for Medicare and Medicare and Medicaid is doing, CMS, is they're merging Medicare and Medicaid together at the state level. So Massachusetts, Indiana, Illinois, potentially New York and California, but I know the first three. Are definitely on this project, and what they're going to do is a three-year demonstration to save those dollars to target the most expensive populations, which are seniors and persons with disabilities, or what they call dual eligible. And what they're going to go after is by improving the quality of life and merging Medicare, Medicaid, MassHealth with private entities is going to go for cost drivers. But they're also mixing in community-based organizations, nonprofits, who are independent living centers, rehabilitation centers, and so forth, to really listen to the client and educate them. So as we live in a democracy, so if you educate a person and they are informed about their body and the medical benefits and the equipment they're supposed to use, the procedures, the medications, they can make informed decisions. They can interact with the medical staff rather than being dictated to. This shift, now you have a medical care coordinator that's working, interfacing with the hospital, the clinicians, the classic medicine, with what they call a long-term service coordinator, but really a social advocate. Not a social worker, which kind of has a negative stigma sometimes where it's like the government, through this person, is advocating. Pushing something on you. This person, these organizations have been advocates. There's lobby politically, there's lobby people, they do peer mentoring. They're really also people who are persons with disabilities themselves often are coming from the client's perspective, from the customer, and say, hey, this person needs this. The main person, it's nice that you're giving this treatment, but this person needs housing, they need accommodation. They need something to open up their drawer. They need a service dog. They need a job. They need to work, have training with their employer so they can have full accommodation. And this makes, one, the individual human being's quality of life better. It also puts them at less risk of getting injured, of getting sick, because emotionally they're invested in their community. The employer does better because now they're having a better work environment. They actually end up accommodating other people. They are able to keep talented people. The housing does better where they can attract a wide breadth of people who are able to pay for their apartments. and really not isolating persons with disabilities and seniors into outcasts, into homes, but understanding that disability and age is a part of the human experience. And really now going after really kind of shifting medicine back to, you know, bedside manner, to really having bedside manner mean something. And having the doctor come to you, it might not be the physician, it might be a personal care. It might be an at-home nurse. It might be your, like, say, a daughter or a son that takes care of their elderly parent. Well, now you could go over, you could get training, you could be certified, which already exists, but now you could be covered under Medicare or Medicaid, taking care of your family, which you want to do, without the financial strain. And sometimes they even have organizations that come in, and you know, you might need a vacation, you might have to go do something with your family, you might have a meeting to go to that you can't take care of your elderly or sick child or whatever the case may be, and you could go over there and do that. And now that this is being covered at the federal and state level together. The other thing that was happening is that providers were hunting, you know, maybe Medicaid paid more than Medicare. Maybe their private insurance paid more than that. So they would, you know, you bill this one, then that one, then the third, and you're sitting there waiting to get service. Or 6 months after you get service, you get a bill, and you're like, why am I paying $2,000 for $2,000 for this? My insurance already paid for it. Taking all that craziness out of the organization, out of the system, is really kind of what they're doing. Can you hear me, Jackie?
Yes, we hear you fine. And, you know, that's a great explanation of how they're applying a holistic approach to healthcare in our community. As we know, because of cutbacks across the country, a lot of our local hospitals and urban medical centers have closed down. So there's a tendency for the community and for volunteers and for ad hoc services step up to the plate and fill that void. And it's good to see that the government has reached out to the community to find out the best way to achieve that. You're doing great work, and, you know, I'm amazed. It's definitely healthcare is a major issue that's coming into play. Wouldn't you agree, Roger?
Yes. I think that healthcare has always been a major challenge for our community for a number of fundamental reasons, the affordability being one, accessibility being another, and what the Affordable Health Care Act does is it puts in place systems that can relieve a lot of that stress. But my worry is what the Supreme Court's going to do here in the next few weeks, whether they're going to uphold it or whether they're going to pretty much put us back to square one with whatever ruling they make. For me personally, I have found Affordable Health Care Act to be very beneficial because I am a retiree and I'm on Medicare. And what I've been able to do is take advantage of the free physical and the tests that are available to make sure that I remain healthy.
Yeah, I second that. Actually, if we can get the fear mongering out of the system, the Affordable Care Act and the changes. I had a meeting. I had the privilege to have a meeting with insurance companies just 2 weeks ago, and obviously it's in Massachusetts. But they're seeing the money that's out there and the profitability that they can have with persons. Because before they used to argue not to pay for that. Let's say a person. A classic example. I think I mentioned this before. If a person is in a wheelchair, they need a better seat. Let's say the seat they need is $400, and they give them the seat that's $150. Well, now they get their back hurts, they get sores, or whatever. sick, something else flares up, and this person needs to be hospitalized, and they get cost the system $200,000. That ends up you're being short-minded. So you're taking that whole mentality of looking for the quarterly statement, and you're harming your overall health of your company. You're harming the health of the organization. So you're realizing, hey, if we care about long-term the health of our business as an insurance company, we want to keep our clients healthy, which means we need to service them properly in the beginning because we're going to end up servicing them in the long run. And unable to drop people for pre-existing conditions is a protection to make sure that people and organizations actually commit to. Because I don't know how people accept it, but if you pay for insurance and then you get sick, you've already paid for a service, and it's time to render that service. If they are not rendering the services, they've stolen your money. And it's really, we need to hold them accountable. We hold car insurance companies accountable. You wouldn't get in a car accident and not expect your car insurance company to pay because you paid your premium. Why do we allow that mentality in our health insurance system? So once we get that fear-mongering out of the system, hopefully the Supreme Court does their job and protect the citizens of this country. You know, it's probably going to be a 5-4 decision. It's all about Justice Kennedy. And hopefully, you know, Justice Kennedy pretty much decides the fate of this country either way, unless we can get to Congress. And then people need to go out there and they need to vote, not just for the president, but they need to vote for the individual politicians, for good politicians, regardless of party, that they do their job. And we need to hold people and businesses accountable.
Well, you know, that's what the Urban Tech Fair is about, activism. The social media is about user-generated content. The Urban Tech Fair is about user-generated activity, trying to get people out of their homes and down to the business corridors of Main Street to promote commerce in our community, trying to get people out of their homes and into the school systems and the PTAs and the volunteer groups to make our neighborhoods better, to get people out of their homes and to get them to vote and be aware of the political decisions that are being talked about in town hall meetings that are happening all around them so that they can put in their input. And I had said this before you got on the call, Roger, that you were one of the people that introduced me to the concept of Ubuntu, that I am because of all of you. And we as a community can be very empowered through that very statement because we have everything we need within the borders of, quote-unquote, our hood, our community, our neighborhoods to succeed. And I know that's one of your primary goals with Izania, Rogers, in terms of bringing people together for collaboration and for individual community empowerment through technology. Not to switch subjects from the healthcare, but Roger, if you want to talk a little bit, we were looking to segue to you relative to your concept and what you're trying to do to bring people together, businesses together, and promote commerce and inform the community about issues such as healthcare through Izania, the network that you developed. Maybe you can tell our audience a little bit about the history and background of Izania.com.
Thank you, Jim. Izania is two words. The I stands for Internet, and the second word is Azania, A-Z-A-N-I-A, which means Africa. And so the concept, the new word we invented, is connecting the people of Azania through the Internet. What we've always attempted to do was to create a repository of information and a place for dialogue that facilitates collaboration. For example, our business directory is free, but what we do with that free business directory is we continually promote the businesses in that directory. Our goal in doing that is to take away the excuse that a lot of black people have, particularly those who have left the local neighborhoods who say, I don't know where black businesses are to do businesses with. How can I support black businesses when I don't know where they are? And what Izanya hopes to do is to raise the awareness and visibility of black-owned businesses and then provide tools that help those businesses to be more visible and also to help consumers, black consumers, white consumers, all consumers, to help them to understand the quality products that are available from black businesses. So our thrust today is to help black businesses promote online sales with Izanya Market. So we do all the advertising. We do all of the promotion, and we take a small percentage of the sales as our compensation for doing that. The reality is that we have to subsidize, and that's our way of helping. We have to subsidize the promotion of black businesses to help them to grow and to become stronger. What we need on the other side, though, is we need our subscriber base, and we need all of the people who receive information from Izanya to share that information with their friends. So if we promote a business that is not offering something that you need today, pass the information along to a friend. One of the things I've learned is that with the increased access to the internet, black consumers do not share information as much as we could. When we talk about trending topics on Twitter, I don't see enough trending topics about a black business that's offering a special promotion. All it takes is for each person who sees that special promotion, if I don't need it, retweet it to all of my friends. And if we would do that, that simple act of collaboration would help lots of black businesses expand their reach and their visibility to help folks understand who they are and what they have to offer. So we view ourselves as a facilitator. I don't have anything to sell at Izanya. What I have is a technology platform to help others sell what they are producing.
Well, you sell a lot of positive self-image. You sell a lot of knowledge. Maybe I should use the word distribute instead of sell, because Izanya is so full of information beyond just the commercial commerce aspect of the directory. And I know that's your main mission, the focus to generate a viable, recyclable dollar within our community. But you do so much more, and you're one of the old men of the sea. You've been around, since the old, I think we first met during Black Connect, what was that, 10 years ago?
Many years ago, yeah.
Excuse me, Roger and Jim, just real quick, we've had a caller on hold for a while, and I just want to give them an opportunity to say something before we move right on. Is that okay?
It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, caller from the 424.
Andrew Williams, Jr., how are you?
Hi, how are you, Andrew?
How are you doing, Andrew? I'm listening in. Just want to let you know I'm alive and well, and I'm here and support everything we're doing.
Okay. Oh. That's great.
Now, Andrew, has a lot of interest in international field, Roger. And I know that you've done a lot of business with Africa. You're doing a lot to connect with the black online diaspora. So Andrew, you should look at connecting more with Ivania and reaching out to Roger to see about how you can use your contacts through the UN and through the Caribbean to expand the reach and collaborate with Ivania.
Well, one thing I really like to do, we're forming a partnership with Ivania, the Urban Tech Fair in Ivania. And what Ivania Market Deals, which Roger will explain to us further, we wanted to help carry, help him launch that, being that we're going to be in 10 or more cities. We wanted to see if we could help help him launch the program, as well as in exchange, because Ivania is such a huge platform and it really is the target market. And one thing that I'm just looking at as I listen to everyone, Roger, I would love for you to outline some specific steps of what we can have everyone do. Like one of the things we can ask each person that joins the Urban Tech Fair to become a member of Ivania. It's free. You get a free profile and everything. Then if you tell us about your membership package, which is a great package for anyone in business, it's a great promotional package to further promote yourself across Ivania, which is a huge network. And then, you know, so if we first, that's that subscriber base you talked about. So if everyone that's a member of Urban Tech Fair can also become a member of Ivania, we have increased the subscriber base. And then for those in, you know, business, the commerce side, we definitely want to present the Ivania Market Deals program. So if maybe if you could look at it to give us like maybe three essential steps that we could ask people to do in our partnership between Ivania and the Urban Tech Fair. You know, that would be great. Then this way we can have a defined outcome and we can actually measure the impact.
Okay. Thank you. And I really appreciate, Jackie, what you and Jim are doing with the Urban Tech Fair. What individual business owners and consumers can do is one of these three things. And some can do all three of them. If you are a business owner, the first thing that each business owner can do is go to www.ivaniamarket.com and click on the Get Featured tab. The information there that we require from you is real simple. And there's no charge for doing that. What we will do is we will follow up with everyone who wants to get featured and tailor a featured offering for your business at no charge from us. We only get paid if you get paid. So, but the first step each business owner has to do is to get featured. The second thing that everybody can do, because business owners are consumers too, the second thing everybody can do is to sign up at Ivania Market Deals to receive our featured deals. So it is important to just sign up. If you go to our homepage, the first thing you see at the top of the page is sign up. So by providing us with your email address, we want your email address, your city, and your state. We can then expand our subscriber base, and each member of Urban Tech Fair can encourage your mailing list, the people whom you influence. If you would encourage them also to sign up, that increases the subscriber base for everybody. So sign up. Encourage your friends to sign up. If you're a business, click the Get Featured tab to get your business featured. The third thing that we can do is, in addition to his On Your Market deals, it's onyourmarket.com, we have a Facebook page and a Twitter page. We tweet every deal on Twitter multiple times. From this point forward, and our team talked about this yesterday, you will see a tweet about an Izanya deal every day. Multiple tweets every day. We're going to crank up the activity with Twitter. We feature every deal on Facebook, and we feature every business that gets featured in our weekly newsletter. So we're doing Twitter, Facebook, Izanya Market, and our newsletter. All we need for the members of the Urban Tech Fair to do is two things. Get featured if you're a business. Sign up to receive the deals from our businesses if you're not. And everybody, third, should retweet and share the information and encourage the people on your mailing list to subscribe. Let me just summarize with this. In order for this collaborative model to work, there are two things needed. There's a steady stream of new deals that are absolutely essential. And I would like to be able to feature a new deal from a new business or an old business every single day. And so you wouldn't believe it, but since this is free, you would think that I had more deals coming through the door than I could handle. For reasons I don't understand, lots of black-owned businesses are reluctant to participate in featuring their deals. I have not figured it out, but they are. The second thing that you need to be successful is a large subscriber base. So that was the collaborative effort I talked about earlier. We need to, as an economic market segment, we need to share information that we receive more actively. I don't see as many retweets of all the good information that comes from you that we ought to see. I don't see as much sharing on Facebook as we ought to see. I see a lot of likes. I see very few comments, but I don't see a lot of sharing. And that's what makes the Urban Tech Fair universal. Instead of just a local phenomenon, if people will share. So we do everything we can to, if we get one piece of information, we share it in four different places. We share it in our newsletter, we share it in our tweets, we share it at Facebook, and we'll publish the deal at izanyamarket.com. That's our role in the process. And
Roger.
We can encourage people to be just a little bit more active. I think it will grow.
Hey, Roger, I really see what you're doing there in Izanya as integral to the Urban Tech Fair, like you said. And as we are doing this, it should be, if you're joining the Urban Tech Fair, if you're considering to join the Urban Tech Fair, you're there listening to this podcast, you need to sign up for Izanya. Because if you're talking from a business strategist performance, as someone's promoting your business for free, even if you don't get a deal, you should be doing that. And I think the other issue that we have in the black community, in the Latino community, any disenfranchised community, is a lack of trust. And we're almost sort of like, we feel like we're competing with each other for the same dollars. And maybe that's why people aren't promoting it. And that's why we at Urban Tech Fair, myself and Safe Consultancy LLC, I know my wife does it in her business at iStarFashions.com, and I know a lot of other people in the business, Jacqueline does it in her business, is promote confidence and information within your client. What we're going to do at Urban Tech Fair is we're not only going to promote and talk about technology, we're going to be talking about strategies, we're going to be talking about things you can do and how you can learn information. So you could go out there to the SBA or the SBDC and you can know how to get that loan before you step in the door. Or you know who to ask for those questions. And that fear on the inside is a cancer for people, because when people don't know, they react emotionally, and that emotion can be negative or it can be positive. And often you just need some fearmonger to put it in your head. And now you're not going to promote that business because you're like, I'm not getting anything from it. If we want better schools, we need to grow black businesses. If we want our neighborhoods to be better, we need to grow black businesses. That's why every country on earth promotes their economy, because by growing business as well as having good jobs, but businesses create jobs and creates wealth in your own yard, wealth so your children can have better sports, so they can play in music, so they can have a nice safe area, so you can pay for the police force, fire, all that stuff. And where we can start is building technology to unite us and building confidence through information. And older, and well, I don't mean to call you senior, but I see you, Roger and Jim, as my seniors. You too, Jacqueline, but I'm trying to be nice. as my seniors, where I can learn so much from you, from your experiences that you've had. And although I come from a slightly different perspective, we can sit there and listen. Not you're going to follow everything that we've done, but you can say, you know what, that's something, oh, they did that, they didn't work out for them, or they had that, I'm not going to do that, I can move forward. But when you're promoting businesses, I'll give you a really quick example. This morning, I sent an email out, or last night, forwarding a overseas expo for energy that I wasn't going to be able to make. I couldn't get my abstract in time to promote some of the work I'm studying. Sent it to a colleague of mine, he's also a friend. This morning he called me early on Father's Day. I'm half druggy. And he's like, oh, I saw this. I appreciate it. I know an incubator. I was thinking of you when I read it. There's an incubator doing healthcare IT. One of my clients is a healthcare IT company that needs some startup money. Here it is. He sent me the information. So now I missed the cutoff, because the cutoff is next Sunday. I wasn't aware of it. It's a small new thing that's just coming in into Massachusetts. It just started in California. It wasn't on my radar on things I was researching. But because I shared information that I had that he wasn't aware of, he had the wherewithal to think of me, share that information, and now I can go to my client and say, hey, I potentially have you $50,000 worth of startup money. All we got to do is apply for this. That's the benefit of sharing. That's the leverage we have when we work together.
Yes. Well, you are
that's
so
correct. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. I think, one thing I felt, Roger has given us specific steps, and we are partnering with them, because in exchange, you know, Izania is going to promote us. They do have a large network and subscriber base. He sends out press releases. This helps us in our promotion. So, but what we're going to do, we're going to incorporate those steps into our promotions and marketing, Roger. And definitely, because part of ours is commerce, we definitely want to add that to the commerce option. And one thing I do suggest to you, Roger, to help make things, may help generate more sales, is the other option you want to have is Pinterest, which may even do more for you than a Facebook.
And, yeah, I'm learning about that just recently.
It's visual,
yeah,
but for all of those, and all of the products do have nice imaging. So Pinterest tells a visual story, and it's about deals and selling. That's what it's about. You know, it's more about deals and selling. You know, that's one of the large parts of it. So Pinterest will definitely, for the market deals program, help move it forward. And then, like I said,
if I can step in and say this, you know, we're running out of time, and I just want to compliment Roger Madison, let him know how honored that I am that he would appear on the show and share the knowledge and let people know about his mission, because this brother has been around from day one, and he walks the talk. He supported Lee Green. He supported me. He supported Connecting Black. Brian Franklin, just about anybody that's been in the business knows Roger Madison's name and knows that he's always been there for everyone. And hopefully our supporters and the Urban Tech Fair can have a positive effect and be there for our Xenia.
Great. Well, that's great notes. We still have about 10 more minutes. So what? Just want to make a couple announcements. You can come by the Urban Tech Fair by going to www.urbantechfair.org. Again, that's www.urbantechfair.org. Roger, I need to get clarification, because once you said Isania Market, then once you said IsaniaMarketDeals.com, which is the website that you need for us to go by?
No. The website is IsaniaMarket.com.
Okay,
the name
Isania
of the
Market.
The website, the name of the website is Isania Market Deals.
Okay.
But the URL,
is
www.isaniamarket.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty.
And the community site, the community site is www.isania.com.
Okay. And just real quick, can you tell us about, like, I know I joined a membership. I had a membership with Isania.com before, but if you could let people also know about that.
Well, we have changed our business model completely, and what we've done is we've decided to make Isania.com a completely free center of activity, and that is because of all of the other social media channels. As you all know, a standalone website isn't what it used to be. So many people are leveraging Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest and all of the other tools, LinkedIn, et cetera, that our traffic volume at Isania has declined. So basically, what we've done is we've said, if you will become a member at Isania, we'll take away all of the cost and the expense. The only thing that anyone has to pay for at Isania is if they want to run a banner ad. And the price is real simple, $5 per 1,000 impressions. It's not very complicated at all. And so we keep that at an affordable, very low price, and if the more impressions you buy, the lower the price gets. It goes down from there. The maximum price anybody will ever pay is $5 per 1,000 impressions. And so what we've discovered is that is not the primary mechanism for people to promote their businesses anymore. Banner ads used to be the hot thing. It is no longer the hot thing. So we're engaged with our members through Facebook, through Twitter, through Isania Market by offering their deals. And we can run the entire deal. We have a 100% complete e-commerce engine at Isania Market Deals. And so if the merchant, the business owner, doesn't have an e-commerce platform, we can move anything that they sell to our platform and promote their business there. So that's our new transactional approach. But to sign up for the community, we have a forum, we have blogs, we have the directory, business directory, and our weekly newsletter. All of that is free now.
Okay. Well, one, Roger, if you could hit us, send us something at info at urbantechfair.org that lists, you know, the benefits so that we can, you know,
I will
add
do that.
That. And
I'm definitely reading that tonight, Art Rogers.
Yeah.
So.
Now, do you still do the press release distribution?
Yes, we still do that.
Okay.
The press releases are $50 for a single press release, $75 for two, and $90 for three. So if we do three press releases for you, the price becomes $30 per press release. If we only do one, it's $50.
Okay. That sounds good.
Hey, Jacqueline, can I do a shameless promotion for my wife's business, too?
Of course. I'm writing everything down. So that's I was going to get to you next. That's why I'm trying to take it all so that I get it down. And so
yeah.
Now we'll go to you, Shimon. First, for your business.
All right, my...
F-I... Mm-hmm.
Yes, SAIF consultancy.com. And whether you need, if you're an existing business already in there, I do strategy, performance, sustainability, culture. I sit down and talk with you. I find out what you're concerned about, and I make it work with you to make your business better and build teams. Whether you want to build a game app, you want to make your employees happy, you want to go out there, save on your HR, all these are strategies. My wife's business, who's sitting
mm-hmm.
right next to me right now. So, you know, it's Father's Day and I want to get in good with my wife. So she's a fashion broker and she has a business which is called isarfashions.com. That's ISIR. It's that West Indian name. ISIRfashions.com. So with an S. And so, you know, go around the world importing very good, high-quality Gucci, Armani clothes. She does also custom designing as well. So we work well together, you know, because one of the things I would like to go there, if you're in business, it's very important to have family support. Support your spouse if they're in business. Support your child. Support your parents. Support your community businesses. Because you immediately, they need that support.
That's true. Now, I want to give a referral for your wife. So if you guys are ready to write this down, Shimon. This is a young woman who honored me. She's one of the youngest fashionistas in the business. When I went to this, it was a true industry event. But it's just look this up. It's Young Hip Chic. C-H-I-C.
C-H-I-C?
Yeah, Young Hip Chic.
Young.
And the name Hip.
Okay.
Chic. C-H-I-C. And it's a fashion blog, but it's a great place for your wife to advertise. Like at this event, it was an accessory show where she honored me. She does every year. We did it at South Street. It's like a major place and a major fashion and hangout. In Philadelphia, so it was down on Fair Street at South Street at a store. People that did shoes, did custom shoes, designers. I won a $250 gift certificate for a custom designer or consultancy shop, and you know, they did giveaways. You know, people did design jewelry, accessories. And like I said, it was in a store. People from New York and all over, you know, were there. So it's a great place for her to, you know, promote her business. They do giveaways, and she can definitely, you know, find target markets and just great networking.
Well, you said Young Hip Chic, S-H-I-Q?
No, C-H-I-C.
C-H-I-C. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Young Hip Chic.
Yeah, the other thing that you see that we actually... just to clarify, my wife is also a buyer. So if you're looking to sell, to get a few items or hundreds of thousands of items, anywhere we have buyers around the world, Italy, France, I mean, vendors, the Middle East, and China. So
well,
it's all the fun.
Connect with the Young Hip Chic because, you know, I know there were a lot of designers just at that event. And there are, you know, she had definitely have other industry. That's why I said I think it'll be good networking. Definitely good networking to, you know, get some more people, at least in the New York and Philadelphia area, that your, you know, wife can network with. So, alrighty, well, this has been a great show. Everyone, please support everyone. A copy of all the chat room goes into the Urban Tech Fair Facebook group, so you can always go over there and check out the chat. We want to continue to support one another. If you'd like to volunteer, we have many, many, we have key committees, and we are really doing well moving forward. Real quick, Jim, can you give us a report about what went on this weekend for Juneteenth?
Oh, we had a Juneteenth celebration here in L.A. Mud Park. It was a wonderful event, a good turnout by the community. Cynthia Renee Frazier was there. We got she posted up a picture on our Facebook site. We finally met face to face. And, you know, you develop these relationships. Like I've been knowing a Roger now for over 10 years, and we've never met face to face. So I was kind of surprised when I had walked into Cynthia. And, you know, this strong personality, booming voice, and so forth. And she's about 5'2". So that's what that comment about being short. She said such a powerful personality. I had always said that she was a little bit taller, and I teased her about it. But we did a little workshop on social networking and technology. We had a technology pavilion. They did Fix It Friday, where we are fixing computers for free, and just getting the community more better in terms of the cultural life of Leimert Park and how it's changed into an avant-garde enclave here in L.A. and the political issues, as Roger and Shimon were speaking of, relative to the metro, the major trains is bypassing the heart of the black community and the other issues that are taking place here in Los Angeles. So it's all about bringing people together and breaking down some of the barriers, trust barriers that Shimon was speaking of earlier, putting a new face on our community so that, you know, it has become more active, more trusting, more engaged, and promoting those vendors, brick-and-mortar, mom-and-pop vendors, on Main Street, getting people to go out instead of going to big box stores, go around the corner and buy a little sundress, or go around the corner and buy a little piece of art. Let's support each other. That's what the Urban Tech Fair is about, showcasing organizations like Isenia, showcasing innovators and leaders in our community like Roger Madison and Shimon Warden, lifting up the best and telling people that they can do this too. So I'm really proud and happy you guys support us and been involved. And I will co-sign on and be one of Shimon's trophies. If you ever need a trophy about how the effect that your consulting has had in developing Urban Tech Fair and getting us on track, just tell him to speak to Jimmy. You know, put a dime in Jimmy. I'll be a trophy all day.
But that, you know, if sometimes people want to know what is the value of volunteering, something, you know, a lot of times everybody wants to know the what's in it for me factor. One, Shimon is building in, you know, benefits. But even before, you know, that came to be, what happened just from us working together, everyone became aware. Like, we didn't really know Shimon at all before. Everyone became aware, but even more than aware, everyone became aware of everyone's capabilities. People probably, they knew me for marketing, but they probably didn't know me for organization and, you know, and putting in systems. And I think we became more aware of everyone's skills. And thereby, okay, now you know what a person can do. And like Shimon says, when you do get information, you know what, this information will do great for this person. This information would do great for that person. Like, if he hadn't shared his wife, I wouldn't have been able to share, you know, all this stuff, the contact I got in the fashion industry, because I would have liked to take more people, but I said, I don't really know that many people in fashion, because it was an industry event, so it wasn't open to the public. But I didn't know who to invite from the fashion industry. But because I shared it, now I'm learning that there are different people actually in the industry. And by the fact that she's a buyer, that's, you know, that's a real asset that a lot of our designers can use. So, but we do support one another. We're there to give each other references. And by doing the work, you know, you're proving. And it's not just to us one another. We're going to major corporations, sponsors, municipalities. This is the platform and opportunity you have. So I just wanted to put that out there for people wanting to know the benefits. But
you need more volunteers.
Yes, yes, we definitely do, and especially those people good in PR.
An intern now. Can you say a little bit about the intern that our team has signed up at the Urban Tech Fair before we close?
Nathan Aponte. You're waiting for him. You know, he came, talked to me, and waiting for him to come back. But he is a young guy in school. And he just wanted to know if he could get credit, you know, for what he's doing, and he's interested in working with the marketing team. So he signed up. You know, that's one thing where, like, people are signing up every day. We have it blasting across Twitter and Facebook. You know, every other day is asked you to join the Urban Tech Fair, and people are signing up. So, and that's another thing. Just go to www.urbantechfair.org and please sign up for our email list. Even though you're a friend on Facebook or Twitter and all, to get the newsletter, which is the core document, it has all the news in it, you need to be signed up for the email list. And just because you're a friend on Facebook and all doesn't mean that we have your email. It's, you know, you're just our friend. So in order to communicate what's going on with the newsletters, we need you to sign up. So if everyone could please just take a moment and sign up for our email list so that you can stay informed. And
Jackie, may I ask Shimon one last question? What is your website once again, Shimon?
It's also in the chat room.
Oh, okay. And I'm not in the chat room right now,
okay.
But I can go there.
All right. Excuse me. My website is SAIFCONSULTANCY.com. So it's SAIF,
okay.
SAIF, consultancy.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
And it will
Thank
be posted
you.
Under, if you go to go in the Urban Tech Fair group on Facebook and you click on files,
mm-hmm.
you'll see a document called chat notes. So every time we had a show, whatever the notes from there in the chat room, we put over in the
okay.
group. So, you know, people can go back and find links and things. All righty, well, this has been great. That's the other thing I wanted to let you know. An artist, Hezekiah, look him up, Hezekiah Davis. He's had a great impact on hip-hop for over a decade. He's opened up for everybody. He's a beat maker, producer, MC, instrumentalist. He's played for everybody, opened up for everybody. He makes beats for everybody. And now he's doing his kind of like soul rock thing with his Johnny Popcorn, which he calls his alter ego. But he has allowed us, when you sign up, you'll get a free download of Power. That's what we opened up with. So you got the power. And that's from his new Johnny Popcorn album. So you can get a free download of that if you, whenever you sign up for our email list. And so I guess this is the closing part. And what we'll do, we will start with you, Shimon. Then we'll go to Roger. Then we'll go to you, Jim. You have 30 seconds and the whole world listening. What do you have to share?
I would like to share that no matter what your phase your business is in, growing, mature, startup, it's a brand new idea in your head. if you have any concerns and you're sleeping hard at night, please give me a call or give another organization a call, because there's so many resources out there nationally, locally, and people such as myself that are willing to help you. And the little bit of investment that you're going to put in with us as a strategist or a consultant, and I mean a good one, is will help you will get that benefit back in your business 100-fold, if not more. And really to go under there, if you're thinking about exporting, prepare your business before you export. So that's where I'm thinking at right now.
Okay. Roger?
What I'd like to share with everyone is that the Izanya community, as Jim has mentioned earlier, is built on the principle of Ubuntu. It is something I learned from Nelson Mandela, that we all, I am because of what we all are. So we can accomplish nothing much individually, but we can accomplish a lot through collaborative efforts. The Izanya online community is a collaborative environment that seeks to connect the entire virtual Black community by collaborating with business owners, professionals, and consumers to maximize our economic impact among ourselves as well as throughout the world. You can learn more about Izanya at www.izanya.com. Thanks a lot.
Jim?
Well, you know, this is another example of the, it really exemplifies what the urban tech fair is about, discovering Silicon Valley in your own backyard, the resources, the talents, the skills that exist close by in our community, which we don't really pay attention to. People that have been out there working in the trenches, such as Roger Madison with Izanya, young people that are coming up doing dynamic things such as Shimon. It's all about promoting our own community, showcasing our own community. And as Jackie spoke on earlier, here all our shows are available through iTunes. They're archived. So whether it's this show or a past show with some of the other leaders and guests that we've had involved, we're trying to share the information and share the knowledge.
All righty. Well, I'd just like to say, you know, everyone visit us at www.urbantechfair.org. And as the host of Master Grill Radio, I like to say we speak for you. Peace and love. Good night.